Welcome to the official podcast of the English Montreal School Board Holocaust Education Program, supported by a grant from the Jewish Community Foundation of Montreal for the 2022-23 academic year. Here are your hosts, Mark Bergman and Eliane Goldstein.
As a part of Holocaust Education Month, author Monique Polak visited two elementary schools, one in Ahuntsic, Our Lady of Pompeii, and Westmount Park in Westmount, to read from her book, The Brass Charm. It's her first picture book for children. So we'd love to chat with Monique on this podcast, along with Amelia Laverne from Westmount Park and Adriana Pineda of Our Lady of Pompeii. They're both grade five students. We've got animator Michaela Goldsmith with us, as well as my co-host, Eliana Goldstein. And we'll start with Monique. Congrats on the terrific book. And tell us why it was important to write this one for kids.
Well, for two reasons. One is that I really, really believe in Holocaust education, especially more than ever because of all the troubles like in the Ukraine, that war continues, racism continues, anti-Semitism continues. And I really think we have to educate everybody, including quite young kids. And there really aren't many books for elementary school kids that deal with the Holocaust. This is the first one Scholastic Canada has ever published relating to the Holocaust, a picture book. So I feel great about that. I feel like I'm doing something important, which is what every writer wants to feel. And the other thing is that the story is a very, very personal story because the brass charm is based on a charm that my mom gave me. And I don't have to tell too much all over again, but my mother was spent over 2 years in a Nazi concentration camp, and another prisoner gave her a brass charm of a little monkey man.
Michaela, can you tell me a little bit of your thoughts when you found out about and you heard about Monique's book?
When I read up on it, I was so impressed and excited because, as Monique said, there are very little resources for elementary schools on the subject of either the Holocaust or genocide. And that was something that I was looking for to bring into some of the schools that I'm at. So I reached out to Our Lady of Pompeii as well and asked if they would like to have her there. And then I'm still coordinating with my other schools. She'll be coming to Roslyn Elementary next week, I believe, or in 2 weeks. And, just to continue that education.
What kind of expectations did you have going into it?
I didn't really have any, to be honest. I think it's tricky when you've never worked with somebody before. So that's one. You really hope and pray that the person you're inviting is as engaging as Monique is, which she is phenomenal with children. So that really helped. She was really engaging, funny, really physically took up space, which I think is great when working with small children, but people, period. But I was really hoping that the book would raise awareness and education, and educate children, because I think we hear the word Holocaust, for instance, a lot, but we don't often get the education about it. But I think it's also even bigger than that. We're talking about genocide. It's raising awareness about genocide, and getting kids thinking about human rights and social justice. So the hope is there that this wonderful, simple story could kind of spark or plant seeds for children in all of those areas, which it did.
I would just add that that's the beauty of picture books. I've always loved picture books, and I've published a lot of other books, but this was the hardest one to get published and to work on. That I spent longer working on this book than books that are much longer. And I think for me, a wonderful thing is that a picture book is for everybody. You know, you can read it to little kids and everyone takes it where they can get it, and much older people. I read tons of picture books. I can't tell you how happy it makes me to read a picture and to look at the pictures. And the kids were so good. It was a surprise for me because I'm used to doing visits with high school students. And I was a longtime CJEP teacher, but I'm just looking at my two faces of Olivia and Amelia and so focused, attentive, respectful. And in a way, it also means more to me. I've been doing Holocaust education for a long time, and I have very personal reason because of my mom having been through it. So I feel like it's my responsibility, but I'm extra, extra moved when non-Jewish kids hear about it and respond, because they don't have the same personal link, you know? And I think that's so important. It's like everybody has to hear everybody's stories.
Well, let's talk to those students. Amelia Laverne goes to Westmount Park, and Adriana Panetta is at Our Lady of Pompeii. Adriana, tell me something you learned from Monique's visit at school.
Well, for me, it was to not be afraid, to be courageous, because the characters in the story, there might have been a lot of things that they lost in the way, but they did, but they never let that stop them.
Hmm. And Amelia, was there something interesting that you learned from the visit in class?
Yes, that even though they have lost everything, they still had the courage to go and give something to people that had a sad day, even if they do not know them.
Amelia, did you know anything about the Holocaust going into the presentation?
Yes, that was a very sad time for Jewish and Blacks and other people.
What about you, Adriana? Did you know anything about the Holocaust before you saw the book?
No, not at all. I never heard anyone talk about it before, so I didn't know what it was.
Had you ever even heard the word?
No.
And what do you think? Do you think that you know a lot about the Holocaust now?
Yeah, some of it.
Adriana, I know that's, you know, one thing that's talked about is what can we do to make sure that something like the Holocaust never happens again?
Maybe we can teach younger kids to stand up for themselves, because there's still like a lot of mean people in the world. Like there's one thing going on, for example, bullying. Like a lot of younger kids don't know how to stand up for themselves. So maybe we can teach them how to do that. So maybe stuff like that doesn't happen again.
Michaela, I'm hearing the students speak, and I mean, this is exactly the point, right?
Yeah, definitely. And having spoken to some of the students after the presentation, like just confirmed my choice to invite Monique.
You know what I was going to add? I found that really terrific what you said. Like I loved it. And what I find in my life is I find sometimes it's easier to stand up for other people than it is for myself. And I think standing up for other people is very, very important. And I love that you use the example of bullying, because when you think about it, like that's what happens in war and genocide and the Holocaust. It's almost like bullying, but taken to like such a huge level. And sometimes we get bullied and we have to stand up, and it's really hard to do. And sometimes, of course, we have to protect other kids. We have to intervene, you know, as an older kid, if you hear a grade one kid getting bullied, and sometimes we don't always do it because, oh, I'll stay out of it, or it's not my problem, but that we all need to look out for each other.
Monique, the students had some amazing questions for you when you were there, right?
A lot of people have had questions about the Monkey Man. Because this is a replica of the original brass one, which I lost, but I have a replica and it feels the same. So one thing I noticed is that every kid wants to see the Monkey Man. Every kid wants to see the Monkey Man and wants to know more about the Monkey Man, right? And where did my mother keep him all those years? I don't know. I never saw the Monkey Man. We used to play jewelry store, my sister and I, with all my mom's jewelry, but she must have kept this guy, well, the original one, she must have kept him in a different place, you know. And my mom would be very happy if she knew that this was happening, all from her Monkey Man charm that she gave me. And the lady, of course, who gave him to me, the kids wanted to know, and it was a very good question, what happened to the woman that gave my mom the Monkey Man? And I asked my mom that too. My mother never saw the lady again. And I can, because I've done a lot of research, I know that it means that woman did not survive the Holocaust. And for me, that makes it even more important that I tell the story about her kindness to a stranger. I think that was exactly how Amelia expressed it.
Right now, so you heard Amelia and Olivia being able to explain the book, Amelia and Adriana being able to explain the book very well. What do you think of that when you think that, like, how much power your book holds? What do you think of that?
Well, That's like, of course, that's what every writer wants, right? You just want, I want people to be thinking, and that's success. I don't know. It's happiness. It's amazing, especially that these are not like, you know, they're not teenagers, but they are exceptionally intelligent, obviously. But yeah, I love it because that's what you want with the story. You don't want it to end. You want it to continue in people's minds, continue in people's lives. You know, that we all have to think about being kind, you know, or not feeling like we want to be kind. And like during the Holocaust, that lady didn't wake up that morning and go like, oh, I want to be nice to a kid. She was probably worried about her own survival and that she was starving. And she was kind. It's like that blows me away. Like, I love that. And if I can get kids thinking about that subject, that's all. That's what I was put on earth to do. It's like a good day. I can take a nap now.
Adriana, I know that you guys talked about people being different. And you think, do you think that people being different from one another is important?
I think diversity is great because you get to learn a lot of other different cultures, and maybe one day you might visit them and you might not like accidentally disrespect them.
Amelia, what did you take from the book? What do you think that the moral is?
Kindness.
And do you think it's important for people to learn about the Holocaust?
Yes, very important, because we never want to repeat it, because Jewish do not want to go there.
So what do you think people can do to try to learn about it more?
Respect people, stand up for them, try helping.
Michaela, you must be so proud to hear your students, the way they're absorbing and understanding and reacting to what they learn.
Yeah, I think that Monique did a great job making this book in very simple language with great pictures, as well as her approach with the students. And I truly do believe in prevention. And I think that needs to come at an early age if we want, you know, the world to be a better place. And I really wish that there were more resources for younger kids on this subject.
What are you going to continue to do to help more kids learn about this subject?
So I'm going to continue to invite Monique to all the schools that I work in. I've also have been in communication with Sija. Sija will be coming into another school that I work at, another elementary school. I'm in only elementary schools this year. And they also never had any presentations for elementary school level. So they had created presentations for younger kids, but it'll be the first time actually this week that they're going to be presenting to elementary school children. So we're presenting it to Cycle 3 students, grades 5 and 6. That's very exciting, you know. It's like being able to do that, and even like visiting the Holocaust Museum in Montreal is targeted to high school students, maybe grade 6 if they're mature enough. But like, I mean, Adriana and Amelia are grade 5 and Amelia is grade 3, and I think it's important to start doing that younger, you know, to have more awareness. Unfortunately, genocide is more commonplace than we like to think and we like to admit. And so the only real way to prevent bad things from happening is through education.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. I love the idea of the Holocaust Museum. I'm very like a big supporter of their work. And if they don't have programs for younger kids, then maybe we need to encourage them to start thinking about that. And, you know, when I wrote my book, I just wanted to tell, honestly, I really wanted to tell the story of the Monkey Man, because it's my favorite story in my whole life. It's my favorite story that sort of come to me, and stories come to us all the time. And in a way, what's happened is it's gotten me involved in Holocaust education for younger kids. It wasn't like I didn't go, oh, this is I want to do it. I want to tell the story, and it led to this. And for my part, I plan to continue doing work for younger kids. Like, now I'm just starting to do research about the history of anti-Semitism, because that would have also always been a topic. Like, I've taught that at Marianopolis, the CJEP where I used to teach. but I'm writing it now, and it's going to be for great kids in grade 3. It's a small, like a project that I'm almost doing as a favor for a friend, but I want to learn about this and I want to be able to educate kids about it. And oh, one more thing, I know I talk a lot. The kids about your own schools, both schools are so multicultural and diverse. And that is a gift. Like it's a gift for a visitor, but it's a gift for you guys too. You just take it kind of for granted. Oh, this kid, you know, here are students from the Ukraine that have not been here long. And there's students from African countries. And I mean, there were just last week's visit to Westmount Park, where the kids were telling me all the schools they came from was like, whoa, was like incredible. All the countries that they came from, I should say. So it's also to learn each other's stories and the stories of the families, because a lot of people have been through a lot of tough times, and we need to hear it. We need to learn from how they managed and how they survived and how they were able to begin again and make good lives. And you know why they made good lives? For their kids, for you guys to have a better life.
We're almost out of time, a few minutes. Students Amelia and Adriana, anything, any last words? Want to say anything before we end off?
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here.
It's amazing that the kids, I don't know, did you get a reward? Did you get like, I don't know, candy? What do you get for doing this? Or just that you get to be on a podcast. You're happy. I'm happy just to be on the podcast, but I really appreciate that you guys, that you came today. That's so nice.
No, I just want to say that if you want to learn more about the Holocaust, then you can look online. You can read a book. You can read Monique's book. It's where can you find it?
Should be at pretty much most bookstores. And when for older kids, I also have the book, What World Is Left, which is for older readers. But there's a lot of really good material, even for kids, you know, Holocaust stuff. More and more books are tackling difficult subjects, and more books for younger readers. So talk to the librarians. The librarians know stuff. Ask them. Leanne, thanks for your interest. Do you have a moment to tell the girls what you do with the podcast? So maybe inspiring for them to hear.
All right. So I have my very own podcast. It's called The Effect on Us. You can find it on like Spotify and Apple Podcast and pretty much all the platforms. And basically I interview survivors themselves and people that have connections to the Holocaust. So I talked to the people that were in the Holocaust and that, you know, went to the camps, met, survived, and I hear their stories firsthand. And then I post it online. Then anyone that wants, for kids or for adults or anything, can go and listen to that.
It's a really interesting podcast. If anybody gets a chance to listen to it, have a listen. Thank you, everybody. Amelia, Adriana, Michaela, Monique, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.